are you at?
I'm back in Sweden right now. Trying to enjoy the decent weather right now.
Yeah, that's interesting, because Sweden's doing it differently, right? Like, things never really shut down over there, did they?
No, not really. I think here it's more up to each and everyone to just stay at home and do their part. But no, nothing's really closed down or so.
Yeah, so what's your personal experience been like? Do you notice, like, an uptick in masks and people just being distant over there, giving themselves more space? Or is it still pretty, like, does it resemble normal day-to-day life there for the most part?
No, I wouldn't say it's a normal day-to-day life. Right now, I'm trying to stay at home as much as I can. I know it's pretty hard. I mean, usually the days are pretty packed with activities and stuff like that. But when you go for walks and stuff, you don't see too many people outside, and you see a lot of people with masks and those kind of things. But it's definitely different from what it usually is.
I'm really curious about the restaurant thing, because yeah, the restaurant's just never closed. I think the capacity is lowered. Have you been to a restaurant?
Actually, no. I haven't really been out to a restaurant. I've just been doing home dinners and stuff, meeting up with my family mostly. My brother got home just a couple weeks back, so I've been spending every day with him pretty much, and just doing some activities with him, going for walks, play a little bit of tennis together and stuff like that. But that's about it.
Do you have any idea about how easy or difficult it might be to get back here, or a timeline for getting back here? Have you thought about traveling back to North America?
I mean, you're thinking about it a little bit, but at the same time, I'm not really trying to focus on that too much right now. I don't really know what's going on with the season and stuff. So right now, I don't really have any plans. I'm just waiting for updates with what's going on with the season. And when I get that call, I'm organizing stuff by then.
Well, what about just the process of when this thing all started happening and you had to make that decision about going home? Because we were discussing how it's been a little overlooked, like the anxiety levels of people when this first started happening, and you start hearing about travel restrictions and not being able to leave the country and trying to hustle home to see your family. What was it like for you when you knew the season was going to shut down and that you would have to hurry to get home?
Well, it was a little bit different, because we're a couple of weeks there in Toronto, so I mean, everyone was talking to each other, and we didn't want to go home by ourselves. So we wanted always another Swede to go home with another one of us. So we were just talking and thinking. And first off, we didn't think it was going to be shut down for this long. I think when it got passed, and I think we thought it was going to reopen pretty soon. So we were actually thinking of staying for a couple of weeks and then make the decision. But then we heard all the restrictions and stuff that they were going to put out. So me and Pierre Engvall, we took the first flight home pretty much and got home pretty easy. I know I was talking to a couple others who had been on some other teams in the league, and they had some flights canceled and stuff like that. So we got home pretty safe.
So do you know I think any, oh, go ahead, Ben.
I was just going to say, do you know of any of your other teammates that are in Europe, and specifically, I guess, William Nylander, your countryman? Is he in Sweden as well?
I haven't talked to Willie in a bit, but it looks like he's in warmer weather. I mean, all the dances and stuff he's putting out on social media. So, I haven't talked to him in a bit, but I don't think he's here, because he has palm trees and stuff in the back. So,
I think you're gonna remember your rookie season. I think you're gonna have a lot of memories. Like, it's been wild, dude. Like, you've had this incredible year where you skyrocket up. You start the season in the NHL. You become defenseman of the tournament at the World Juniors. You excel with the Marlies. You get another call-up with the Leafs. You get to play for a team that's, yeah, trying to win a Stanley Cup this season and who's trying to, yeah, make it to the playoffs. And, you know, all of a sudden you're in the middle of a pandemic and you're in the middle of a lockdown. I am curious as to, I'm sure that you've been stressed out at times. I'm sure that you've been anxious at times, just like the rest of us during the pandemic. But do you feel like, for you specifically, in a year where you've accomplished so much, that you're losing momentum, or that this feels a little bit like maybe a break that you can, that you didn't maybe know that you needed. Like you actually get a chance to reset here because you've played so much hockey and you've done so many things in, you know, less than 8 months.
Well, first off, yeah, it's definitely a rookie season I remember. But at the same time, I think I'm just very happy with how the season's gone so far. I think I accomplished a lot that I wanted, and right now during this pandemic and stuff, I'm not really trying to focus on what could have been different if the season didn't have got paused and stuff like that. I'm just trying to stay in shape all the time and be ready for the season to start and if it does. So I'm just trying to be in shape and be ready for the call to get back there and start up the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Like the season as a whole has been a great success for you, considering your age and the position you were thrown into. Maybe a bit bumpier before the season was shut down. A couple of healthy scratches there. Where did you think your game was at when the league did shut down?
I think we're doing pretty well. I think the last game I played was at home. I think we played one game there, so. I think I had a pretty good end of the season as well. Right when I got called up, I had a couple of good games and went down a couple of games, didn't play as good. And then I think at the end, I was playing pretty well again. So, I mean, not every game is going to go as you want, but I think my game pretty much the whole season has been pretty good. So obviously, I'm with everyone else. I mean, I wanted the season to keep going.
Yeah, man. Did you notice a real difference from your second time up, just in terms of something that was maybe a little bit easier for you than the first time, or something that maybe at being a little bit more acclimated to the speed or having a little bit more strength? What was the second time up like in contrasting it to the first?
Yeah, it was definitely different. I mean, my first six games, it was pretty. I was pretty nervous. My first six games, not maybe all of them, and all the time, but. You weren't really sure how to play. You weren't sure about your game and stuff like that. You didn't know all the guys on the team as good as you do now, stuff like that. But when I got back the second time, I mean, I had a good World Juniors right before. Gave me a little confidence. And since I got back, knew the guys a lot better. I knew the system. We also had Sheldon up there that I had the whole last year down with Marley. So, I was more confident getting up there and I felt like I was more ready the second time I got called up.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the case. And this is kind of a harder one because you don't really have anything to compare it to, but do you find it has been a little bit easier for you to maybe fit into a room that is generally younger and now, especially with having a coach that you're familiar with at the AHL level?
Yeah, as you said, I don't really have anything to compare with, but I'm thinking it's pretty easy. I mean, our team is, I feel like all the guys in our group is really good. From Spezza, who's probably the oldest guy, and he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And I just love the guy. And all the way down to me, and I had Timothy with me a bit of the time. And I mean, we had a lot of Swedes up to Kenny and all the other guys as well. So just a whole group. And I mean, having Sheldon there too, he was obviously a big part of how I got to play and all the chances I got.
Talking to Rasmus Sandin, and I assume you saw the news that the Maple Leafs signed yet another left shot defenseman out of the KHL in Mikko Lehtinen. It's a lot of guys on the left side, a lot of good guys on the left side. What's your level of comfort if you were asked to play the right side? How much experience do you have there? Have you volunteered to play the right side? What is your feeling about playing your offside?
I don't mind it at all, to be honest. I think my junior year with the Sioux, I think I played a bit on the right side. Same last year in the AHL, I played a little bit on the right side. So I'm pretty used to playing on my offside. I think some situations it's even easier to play. Play on the other side. You can one-time passes and stuff like that. So it's a little bit easier in some situations. And I'm pretty comfortable with playing on that side as well.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to definitely have to do that. Before we let you go, Rasmus, so yeah, there's been talk of the return for both the NBA and Major League Baseball. Some relatively big news this week that the NBA is going to return to their practice facilities in a limited fashion on Friday, and Major League Baseball maybe a proposal to return in a week. Have you heard anything? Like, what's your sense? Is anything imminent, you think?
To be honest, I have no clue. You know, basketball and baseball isn't too big over here. I've obviously seen the news and stuff, but it's not too big over here. So within the hockey center, and I'm just trying to wait for a call to tell us that the season is going to start or the season is going to get canceled. You just kind of want a date where you're supposed to be back and roll from there. I have no clue what's going to happen.
Man, poor Jonas Jerebko, like, just completely overshadowed in your country. He's just like, yeah, it's not really big over there. No one's really caring about old Jerebko.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. No, yeah, I know he was with the Warriors last year, went to Russia this year. It's pretty much it. But I have some mutual friends with him, so I heard he's a great guy.
That's awesome, man. Hey, it sounds like you're staying safe. It sounds like, yeah, now you got your brother there. You've got all your family. Be safe, man. And yeah, just keep, it sounds like what you're doing, you sound good. And we hope that you're back here at some point this year, but that it is when it is safe.
Yeah, absolutely.